You hear that? That's opportunity. Better jump on board. Make your business part of Velocity Radio. Get more info at velocityradio.fm.
Welcome to Tooth Talk, ladies and gentlemen, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with my co-host, Dr. Ken Versman. And Kenny, I'm excited about tonight's show. It's a little different than some of our past shows, but we're going to be bringing in Eric Brickle, who is the regional manager for the Rocky Mountain regional manager for Dentsply Implants. And we're going to be talking a little bit about implants more from the industry side than maybe some of the clinician side. And I think that's going to be really special because it'll give us a little different view as to kind of what's going on, not just in our immediate area, but probably the country as a whole, definitely the region. And I think it's going to be really exciting for our listeners to hear about implants more from kind of how much growth there is and how many people are doing them and things like that.
Well, I agree with you, Doug. And to have Eric here is a real honor because probably there isn't anyone in Colorado for sure who knows more about dental implants. He's been in it a long time. He's become the leader, and he represents a company that I think you and I both recognize as being one of, if not the leader in implant manufacturing.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's coming back to Colorado. It's really nice to have him back here, actually. He went to Wheat Ridge High School. He's actually a farmer, so to speak. Graduated in 1988 and then went to a little-known college down in Fort Collins, which is the Colorado State University. I'm saying that as a University of Colorado graduate.
Yes, go Rams.
And then he really cut his sales teeth at Minolta selling copiers. And I think probably every great salesman probably starts in the copier business. So we may bug him a little bit about that and hear about his experiences.
Yeah, you know, he's a perfect guest for this show, and I'm sure you know why.
Why is that?
Because he has the best face for radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I resemble that remark.
Exactly. And then, anyhow, so his journeys took him to Astrotech in 2005, where Eric started in the Albany market. And really, they had nothing going on up there. And he kind of carved out a niche for himself in the implant company and built his territory to over $1 million within 4 years, which is pretty impressive. He then went on and got his MBA at the College of St. Rose. And in 2009, we got him back to Colorado as our regional manager. And you know, as I do, he's been very helpful for us in really kind of moving our practice along relative to Dentsply implants, and particularly the Astra implant as the one that we tend to favor quite a bit. And then in 2011, things kind of changed for Astrotech as they were acquired by Dentsply, which is a huge dental company with multiple brands. And he was responsible for integrating kind of the implant side with kind of that big corporation. We'll talk a little bit about that. And currently he's managing probably, let's see, 6 different states. And they, at this point of the year, are probably the highest producing region in the country. So with that, Eric, we want to welcome you to the show tonight and
All right.
Ask you some questions, a little bit about your background, how you ended up getting into the implant business.
Right. Well, first of all, Dr. Versman, Dr. Heller, thank you very much. It is a pleasure and an honor to be with both of you tonight and to be on the show. So thank you very much to start with.
Yeah, welcome.
The way that this all kind of happened was a lot of accidents. But, you know, getting into the dental world, the implant world, back when I did, Astrotech had a very small footprint in the United States, and we only had about 16 sales reps that covered the whole U.S. And so I was part of a very large expansion process that they jumped up to over 100 reps in just a short amount of time. So I was part of, as you mentioned, I was living in upstate New York, and wanted to get into dental, and I was actually working for Dent Supply in the professional division, which is a division that does not really the implant stuff, but different products. And I was only there a year, and a recruiter found me, and next thing I knew, I was being brought over to an implant company called, you know, Astrotech, and it was the best move I have ever made because of the not only the growth, but the company and the leaders and the people I worked with over this last almost decade of they're amazing. It's like a family, and you know, it was a pleasure to build up that the Albany area. But to get back to Colorado was really my goal, and to get promoted to regional manager was an honor. And, you know, the first account that I came and visited with when I got back here, I was told, you better go see Versman Heller, and that's exactly what I did. And we've had this nice long relationship and friendship for over 5.5 years now, so it's been great.
It's been wonderful, Eric. And, you know, it's interesting because I think the company that you started with in dental implants has... initially did have a small footprint, and I think that was primarily due to the fact that they would not bring anything to market, and they still don't,
right,
until they thoroughly research their product, in contrast to many dental implant companies, and I know you probably wouldn't say it, but I can, dental implant companies who just try to mimic other products, they don't do any research. And so the consistency of quality just isn't there. But I wonder if you would, just as a little bit of a background for our listeners, talk a little bit about that philosophy within Astrotech Dentsply and how they're committed to making sure their products not only are safe for our patients, but will lend itself to great success.
That's a great question. And, you know, probably the most important thing that I wake up and, you know, get excited about is the predictability of the product that we work with, the Astrotech implant. You know, it's a Swedish designed implants out of implants really came out of Sweden. Orthopedic actually surgeon named P.I. Brandemark really started this whole implant that we recognize as today. There was a lot of different, you know, metamorphoses, but this is technology back in essentially 1985 that really started to take off as a cylindrical implant body that, you know, integrates into the bone and builds off of an abutment and a tooth. The Swedish engineers are famous, you know, Volvo, and you think of, you know, the some of the engineering prowess that Sweden is really, I think, only second to Germany. And when you think of technology and medical devices especially, and your point is well taken that we only follow the same scientific, essentially, because we were part of AstraZeneca at the time, which is one of the major pharmaceutical companies, the Astrotech product, the implant, followed the exact same protocol that you would be to bring an implant to market would be the same as bringing a drug to market. So we had to go through the due diligence of the studies, the research, before we ever put anything in any patients, let alone what we call in vitro and in vivo studies, then finally out into the market and into the human implant patients. So what we've done, and if you look at the implant that we have, it's the most mimicked, copied, sought after implant design, but we're the ones that have it. And I kind of jokingly call it like a cake mix. You got to have essentially four key ingredients that make our implant. And it's what we call our biomanagement complex, and it's the micro threads, a platform switch or connective contour at the top of the implant built in. We have a fluoridated surface, which is the only one in the world, and that helps promote better bone to implant contact, and a conical seal, which to me is probably one of the most important things, but they all four really are really important, and no other implant in the world has exactly all four things, and we do. So that's from 1985 and through all this generations of change, we've changed very little, and it's worked very well. And that's why we keep being copied, and why implant companies are trying to mimic our implant, but they're just not. It's like you said earlier, it's a lot of marketing, but not a lot of research and development. But everything we do is based off of research and development.
You know, it's interesting too, Eric, because we were shown the implant back in early 90s. We were probably the first, well, not probably, we were the first practice to bring that the Astra implant into our practice, and we went through some ups and downs just as the company was growing, had some struggles with getting people to represent the implant in the company in the early days. But we kind of stuck with it because mm-hmm. we, as you just said, saw the value and the predictability in it, and some of the restorative ease and some of the biologic predictability and things that we liked about it for our patients. And it's really validated our decision, seeing how the company's grown and you know, made us look good through the years by staying with that. And right. so, you know, it's a nice feather in our cap because nobody else can say that they were the first to use it other than us. But we've stuck with it, and we've really enjoyed using it. We like the predictability of it. Right. But before we get more into that, I want to kind of take the conversation back a little bit.
Okay.
And because, you know, we all know what implants are, but maybe yes. our listeners don't. So tell us a little bit about kind of how dental implants work, maybe some of the basic parts and pieces so that, you know, we all are speaking the same language from the get-go.
I think that's a great idea. So essentially what's going to happen is that a patient's tooth or teeth are going to have a catastrophic or, you know, breakdown. Teeth aren't designed to live as long as we do. And we, you know, people are a lot of stress, so they crunch and grind and, you know, eventually a tooth can get infected or it needs to go. So if it cracks or fractures, essentially we have to make a decision. And in the old days, the options were to take the tooth out and take the two teeth that are next to it, carve them down, and make a three-unit bridge. Well, with implants, what you have is the ability to have a one-tooth solution to a one-tooth problem. So what you do is you extract out that tooth, being the surgeon, and then, you know, whether they place bone grafting material or not, that's all dependent on how the implant, how the natural tooth comes out. But then from there, after everything's healed or even at that time of the extraction, it's your decision as the surgeon to place a titanium, it's essentially a screw that goes into the bone. And the first question I've done this many for many years, everyone says, oh, that sounds painful. But my father and a lot of my friends and family members have received implants. And if anyone ever has had in the audience and a tooth extracted, that's far more traumatic than getting an actual implant. So once the implant is placed into the bone, because there's no nerve endings, as you guys know, but the listeners probably don't, there's no nerve endings in bone. So the only real feeling or I guess issue is really the stitches. And my father being one of my major case studies, as I, you know, asked him and, you know, talked to him about how did this go, is that it's very easy. It's not a hard surgery at all. It's extremely easy. Patients get up all the time and are like, wow, that was easy. So anyway, we're back to the actual implant. So this implant is essentially a titanium screw that has a hollow core inside of it. And as you place it into the bone, you then put either a cover screw or a healing abutment into there, into the implant so that it can heal and integrate, because that's one of the most important things. We need to let the implant integrate into the bone. It becomes one with the bone.
Right.
So then from there, it's time either to be uncovered, or it goes in this stage generally back to your the surgeon to get a healing abutment that forms the tissue that eventually will then look more like a tooth. So after you're done, the surgeons are done, it goes back to the general dentist, and the general dentist then will take what we call an impression. And the impression is for the laboratory to understand exactly where that implant is and where the other teeth are. And then we design, preferably with the Atlantis patient-specific, it's a CAD-CAM technology, build an abutment. And the abutment is like a prepped tooth. So if anyone's ever had a crown, it's like before they put the crown on it. And then from there, the abutment gets seated down and torqued in so it doesn't move into the implant. And then the tooth from the laboratory is cemented down. Now, that's just one option for a single tooth solution. If there's patients out there that have multiple teeth, it can span over multiple teeth to what's called an implant-supported bridge. You can actually build a full roundhouse, a full jaw, if you will, full of teeth built off of implants, using those as essentially the anchor that builds like the bridge of the teeth.
Well, that was a very, very good explanation. So you said that the implants are made out of titanium. They haven't always been. At one time, those dentists that I consider to be very ethical would not place implants because they generally were made out of stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a terrible, terrible success rate. Tell us about the success rate of these titanium implants.
Oh, that's a great question because that, you know, a lot of people sit there and say, well, implants are expensive. But if you look at the success rate of a 3-unit bridge, which lasts, you know, roughly about 7 years, and from there the statistics are varying, but pretty much 50% of the time you're going to get about 7 to 10 years out of a 3-unit bridge and it's going to fail. An implant, a single implant, the success rate is, it's roughly somewhere, you know, depending on the company. Our company's success rate is 97% of, you know, of what we call, what we consider success, which means there's only 0.3 or 0.5 millimeters or less of bone loss from the top of the implant. And that's an important part of the discussion is where does that bone at the top of the implant go? Because that's what supports the soft tissue and makes your implant look like a tooth. Because no one in the audience wants to go and get an implant. They need a tooth. And to make a tooth look like a tooth, we in the dental world, what we call is we need emergence profile, which makes your tooth look very natural. And when you have the bone right to the top of the implant, that helps provide all that. So the success rate, Dr. Versman, over with titanium is very high. It's much, much higher than anything else, whether it's you know, any of these early technologies. But now with relatively everybody in titanium, the success rates are in the high 90s, mid to high 90s.
Yeah. I mean, it has revolutionized dentistry. But I don't want to get too terribly technical for some of our listeners. When a patient knows they're going to lose a tooth or they've had a tooth that's been missing or teeth missing, what are some of the questions they should be asking when they decide they want to have an implant?
Another great question. I would say probably the most important thing that a person in the audience could say is if they think it's going to be an implant or not, would be to make sure that the general dentist is comfortable and is used to doing that modality or that style of treatment, which most of them are. I mean, almost everybody, this is becoming the standard norm in dentistry. But I would then, as a person in the audience, I would say, okay, who is going to place the implant? Who is going to take out the tooth? And that's where I think it's very, very important to understand where they, the general dentist, are going to refer or potentially not refer, but refer the patient. And in my opinion, they should refer them to a specialist because that's what you guys are. You're specialists. You specialize in doing surgical procedures like extractions, like implants, and obviously as periodontists, more periodontal focused work. So that's, I think, is the first question would be is, are you comfortable with restoring implants and where are you going to, where should I go? Where should you refer me to?
But, you know, we see ads in the newspaper. You can get an implant crown abutment for $1,000, let's say. And that's not a small amount of money, but in order to put in a really high-quality, well-researched implant, costs are significantly higher. So how do the patients sort that out?
Well, you know, that's, to me, you know, the marketing side of what's going on out there in dentistry is, it's sometimes I'd almost call it a little bit appalling. The anyone who's advertising to be doing something as a surgery, it's a medical device that's going into your jaw for the rest of your life. To go bargain shopping might work, but I'd say the word that Dr. Heller used earlier, predictable, is that you're going to go to a specialist that has been using a high-researched, reputable company like Dentsply Implants and our Astrotech implant. So that, to me, is the questions that some of these the audience should be asking is, what implant are you planning on using? Where am I going to be going in the field? Or what specialist am I going to be sent to? Are they, how many implants do they do? How many implants do you do as a general dentist and restore? Those are some good early questions.
I think the comment we were talking about earlier is, you don't want a discount on your parachute, brain surgery, your dental implant, or
a fire extinguisher.
Or your fire extinguisher.
Right.
We're going to talk more with Eric Brickle on the other side. Anybody wants to call in, the local number, 303-565-4311. You can try toll-free, 888-321-7234. Again, I'm Dr. Doug Heller, along with my partner, Dr. Ken Versman. If you need to get a hold of us, www.periodontalhealth.com. Phone number 303-755-4500. 303-755-4500.
Hey there, I'm one of your potential customers, but I'm not going to be able to find you because when I type your name into a search engine, you're one of thousands upon thousands of businesses I see, all with great customer service. How am I going to find you? Instead, make your business stand out with Get Found Fast, using technology and marketing, getting your name out there, and getting people in your door. Get your name out there today at GetFoundFast.com.
GetFoundFast.com.
GetFoundFast. GetFoundFast.com.
Hello, this is Sean Hakes with Velocity Radio. If you're a business owner with a particular expertise, then hosting your own radio show at Velocity Radio is the chance to become the trusted expert in your field. Our state-of-the-art studios are located in Castle Rock, Colorado, so drop on by for a tour anytime. Velocity Radio hosts enjoy a dedicated board op production team and a generous revenue share that will allow you to monetize your show while delivering your message to potential customers. To learn more about becoming a Velocity Radio host, call me today at 720-940-9056 or email me at sean@velocityradio.fm.
There is no easy way to face criminal charges. The Frankfurt Law Office can help. With over 20 years of collective experience, the Frankfurt Law Office is capable of handling any legal situation. Contact them today for a free confidential consultation at 303-830-0090. That's 303-830-0090. Or visit them at frankfurtlawoffices.com. When the long arm of the law reaches out for you, fight back with the Frankfurt Law Office.
This is Chuck. I recently purchased a new travel trailer found on TrailerBroker.com, and woo-wee, did I get me a deal. I shopped around a lot, didn't know much about trailers, but the kind folks there at TrailerBroker.com helped me find the perfect bunkhouse to meet my family's needs. Not to mention, they saved me thousands from what I was told was a special deal. Check out my friends at Trailer Broker today at TrailerBroker.com.
Is Velocity Radio.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. We're here with Dr. Ken Versman, my co-host. I'm Dr. Doug Heller. We got our special guest, Eric Brickle, the Rocky Mountain Regional Manager for Dentsply Implants, representing the industry side of implants. And Kenny, we were just talking a little bit on the other side about some of the main questions that a patient probably should ask when they're considering dental implants. So I'd like to kind of go back to some of that. Mm-hmm. And maybe also kind of not only what some of the questions they should ask, but some of the things that they should expect if they got some implants. Because, when we talk to patients, some of the things that we hear are some of the things that you touched on, Eric, like, you know, is it going to be painful? Is it going to be costly? Is it going to be permanent? Is it going to solve some of my social problems about going out, those kind of things? So maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the benefits of implants and also kind of get back to some of the questions that people should ask so that they know that when they're doing these kind of procedures that they're really going to get not just function, but aesthetics and, kind of the whole, not just parts of things.
Yes. You know, our company motto is we're a world where everyone eats, drinks, and speaks and smiles with confidence. So we want to have a tooth that you would never be able to tell was an implant. And if you've ever seen anyone who has an implant and they smile, you can probably tell because there's this gray line near the gum tissue. And that generally is an implant that's losing bone, which is not a good thing. So the goal of all implant companies, and of course ours included, is that we want that tooth to look as natural as humanly possible. You floss around it, you brush it, to anyone that's looking would never know. So the patient, just understanding that this can be a tooth all the way into the back, a molar, you know, as we move forward into the what we call the aesthetic zone, with the teeth that you can see, the importance kind of rises as it moves closer or closer into the aesthetic zone. So we really want to make sure that the implant that we're using has got proven data that shows that we don't lose that bone, as we talked about before, because you don't want to see that gray or that titanium through the gum tissue, and that's what really looks bad. Or what we call in the industry the black triangle, which has this open space that just is screaming out, it doesn't look right. And patients know it. They see it. I have a friend of mine who their family is they've all modeled. They're like a family of models, and they're a wonderful family. And he smiles always, really, even as sometimes the modeling that they do, he's always smiling in a way that doesn't show his the top of his teeth, because he has an implant that went bad and it looks terrible. But I told him we could get him fixed. We just got to get him into Versman Heller. So, you know, the thing that we're gunning for as an implant company is to make it so nobody knows that you'd have an implant sitting in there.
You know, Eric, one of the things I enjoy most about dental implants is helping the patient who has not been able to wear their dentures.
Right.
People who, for one reason or another, have lost their teeth. They've had dentures made, and over the years, as many of our listeners may know, the gum and the bone will shrink,
right?
Because there isn't a tooth in the bone to stimulate it, and it atrophies. And then people get to the point where they keep their dentures in their purse or in their pocket, or they don't even take them out with them because they can't wear them comfortably, they can't eat. And with two implants and a simple procedure, you can change their lives. I wonder if you would comment on that.
Exactly, and it's called an overdenture procedure. And what they do is you can take, if the current denture that a patient might, or sometimes they have to go edentulous, meaning their teeth are ready and just virtually all falling out. And so you can edentulize the patient, meaning take all the teeth out. And at that time, you as surgeons can place the implants in. And in the lower jaw, what we call the mandible, you can put just a couple of implants in and change somebody's life, especially if they already are a denture user. On the lower, it's so much harder to be a denture wearer because there's no palate or the upper part of the mouth that kind of holds and locks stuff in. And they use Polydent or different products to try to hold that lower denture down. And it just doesn't work very well. But with a couple of well-placed implants, we do what's usually used as called locator attachments. And they're kind of like a ball and hitch on the back of like a truck. And so the implants are the anchor. And then there's some attachments that we put into the denture itself that click, and you can hear it and you can feel it. It clicks down, and with also being supported with the gums, completely can change a patient's life. I've just did one last week with a doctor in Lakewood, and the patient got up and had tears going down his face, and this yes. is not an exaggeration, because he was so miserable with his lower denture, and now he clicked these in, and he was ready to go have a nice steak and corn on the cob dinner.
Just amazing.
It is.
It really is. And that, I mean, to me, that's one of the greatest thrills I have in my profession, is being able to help people in that environment. It's great to replace a single tooth with an implant, and for a lot of reasons, it's the treatment of choice. But when you can change someone's life like that, mm-hmm. that's when you really feel rewarded.
I agree. And then to take it another step further, is that you can put a couple more implants in, or even, you know, six implants. It can be done with four, but generally more implants is just like a bridge. The more the implants, the stronger it is, and you can build a framework that doesn't ever need to even come out of the mouth. Like the locator gets popped out and gets cleaned and gets popped back in. There's ones that you don't even take out. They're
permanent.
Yeah, and that's a solution that costs a little bit more, but you get a lot more. But between no implants and being a denture wearer and just a couple implants in the mandible or in the lower jaw, it is one of the biggest life changers I've ever experienced in the almost decade that I've been doing implants.
Yeah, I just think they're great. And, you know, you were talking about the kind of the long term of implant placement and survivability and success rates. Are they really designed to last a lifetime?
Absolutely. I mean, we have...
I knew the answer to that.
Yeah, you do. You do. And you've been putting them in, you know, a lot longer than I've actually been selling them. And you know, because you've seen the results. The success rates that we're talking about in those 90s and 90, you know, 5, 98, even sometimes percentage rates are based off of studies that are documented, and they're usually in universities. And some of these studies, the longest ones are 5 to 10 years because of... just the way that the industry works, you can only have a collection of so many patients. The longest study that we had is a 10-year surface study, and the success rates were amazing. And so this is a choice for a lifetime. And as we kind of talked about earlier, a 3-unit bridge, what might cost a little bit less up front, is going to cost you more because Dr. Versman said that the bone will atrophy or resorb if you don't have any stimuli. And so you have this gap of bone, and then that 3-unit bridge fails because the teeth are tipping in because there's lack of support, and then that fails, and you got to do it all over again. With an implant, if you get it into the bone and it stays at, you know, long term, we're talking a lifetime. They've been around since, you know, really 85, and they're still chugging along. I just saw a case about two and a half hours ago. The patient had them in for over 10 years, and they wanted to change the look of it. So we did a couple things to it, and the bone and everything looked perfect. And it is a choice for a lifetime.
Yeah, I always tell my patients, I think it's the least costly long-term dentistry that they can do. And I tell them they have two obligations. I go, one, they got to take care of them, meaning they got to come in for regular dental cleanings. And two, they're obligated to live a long time. So they got to do both.
They got to do. That's a good, I think that's a patient would really appreciate the latter the most. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eric, let's go back to the company you work for, Dentsply.
Yes.
Now, you're going to have to help me here. I know it's in the top 5. It may be number 1 or number 2 in size in the dental industry.
Yeah.
Do you know where it ranks?
Well, we're the number 1 if you look at the whole complete product line, and the I think there's 11 or 12 divisions inside Dentsply, and that's what we focus on is just dental. Everything that as you go into a dental office, from the cotton swab rolls that they put in your jaw to the chairs. I mean, not the chairs. I'm sorry, but from the implants and Cavitrons, the hardware, almost every SKU for, you know, that you can imagine that is in a dental office, we provide, and we are the largest conglomerate of dental provider in the world, being the manufacturer.
And how do they rank in the United States? Do you know?
For the implant or for the...
No, for their total Dentsply company.
In total sales, or
are they number 1 in total sales?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing that even comes close in the dental world of manufacturer. Now there's providers that's different. They sell our products, but as a manufacturer we're number 1.
Right. And they've been around for an awfully long time, a lot longer than me. And to be number 1, you have to really strive for excellence, which they do.
They do.
And that's why I was thrilled when Dentsply actually acquired AstraTech.
Right.
Because I knew that they would continue to insist on quality and bring to us as clinicians, people who are able to place products in the mouth of patients, that they would bring us nothing but the very highest of quality
right.
products that will, as we just talked about, hopefully last patients for an entire lifetime.
Yeah, Dentsply is an over 100-year company. It's based in York, Pennsylvania, as our world and corporate headquarters. And they own several, like I said, there's several divisions, and they're into everything in dental. And when they did buy us, knowing that I came from Dentsply and left Dentsply, the professional division, and went to AstraTech, and then when AstraTech was sold, as you mentioned, to Dentsply, it was awesome because we knew the reputation of the integration of how this went was stellar, and all of us really the core people of AstraTech are still with Dentsply Implants. I think there was about 3% turnover, so we're really still the same family that I mentioned before with AstraTech. We are still the same CEO in the U.S., the same directors, the same regional managers, and a lot of the same, almost every same sales rep. So it really feels like we're still just one big happy family, and it is a product and a I have so much pride in what I sell because it does all the performing for us. We don't have to, as salespeople, we don't have to do a lot of selling. We just say, take a look at the x-rays and here's the soft tissue. And this is how well this product works over the competition.
And we've been predominantly talking about the Astra implant itself. Dentsply has a couple other implants that they also represent or own, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Are you selling a lot of those as well?
Oh, absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about those products.
Yeah, we do. You guys were talking about Astrotech primarily because that's your product of your implant of choice and has been for many years. But we do also sell what's called the Ankylos and the Zive implant. And the Ankylos and Zive implant are from Germany. Again, another leader.
They're two separate implants.
They are two totally different implants. Okay. The Zive implant is a kind of a traditional flat-to-flat internal hex implant. And for the layperson, the audience, it's just essentially like an implant that you'd see for most of the implants out there, this style. They work very, very well. Excuse me. The Ankylos implant is a little bit more like the Astrotech implant in the way that the connection between the implant and the actual abutment come together. It's like a cone inside of a cone. And the best way to describe what that is the plane engines that are connected to the wing, they use a cone inside of a cone as an engineering tool to lock on that engine, which is providing tens of thousands of pounds of force, pounds per of torque, or not torque, but thrust. And so it's very important how these pieces come together and how that implant works long-term. So I hope that that's not too technical, but we do have three total implant lines, and we also have regenerative line, which is called Symbios, which is our regenerative or bone grafting material. We have Simplant, which is the software that you as the doctors can use to plan the case and get surgical guides if you so desire. And we have the Atlantis abutment, which is second to none. It's a patient-specific abutment that works in most of the implants out there, but of course we prefer them in our implants, and they look like a real natural prep tooth, and they're amazing.
So as the Rocky Mountain Regional Manager, are you the manager over all these product lines in our area?
My role is essentially what we call the clinical region or the clinical team. And the clinical team is based, we're focusing on the implant, and the abutments have what we call lab channel reps, and they work mostly with the laboratories. But as my sales team and myself, we're out there talking about really the whole product line, although we do have some other salespeople that are helping support the Simplant line and the regenerative line. But really, my team is the front line that gets this ball rolling.
Now, I know a lot of salespeople from other companies would like to come work for Dentsply. So when you are looking for a sales representative who also becomes a coach, if you will, mm-hmm. for the surgeon and the practitioner and the laboratory, where do you go to find these people?
Well, we have an amazing reputation, and you nailed it. I've had people that we've hired that are in line almost to get into this company because they know that our product is the best. They have to sell against us if they're already in implants. But we usually try to get recruiters that help us find people that are not already in implants. We go to Colgate. I just hired a representative from Colgate out in Kansas City about 6 months ago, and he's doing phenomenal. But we're really looking for, more importantly, we're looking for someone who understands the process of helping support the specialist with the general dentist and working the implant back to the specialist, like you, Dr. Versman and Dr. Heller, to place that's your job. You guys are you're the specialist for a reason. You place a lot of implants, and we want to support that. And so we want to have a representative in the field that is understanding that process, is a hard worker, has a kind of an attitude of wake up and go get them. And we're very, very fortunate to have the reputation that we do because I've had people beg me to come to try to work for our company. And, we only want the best. And I think we've got the best team in the whole country right now in the Rocky Mountain region for my sales force.
And no one ever leaves, so there's never a job.
I know, there really isn't.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we look forward to talking to you again after the break. Again, we're talking to Eric Brickle, the Rocky Mountain Regional Manager, for Dentsply Implants. It's like a tongue twister.
I know. It's a tough one.
And we'll talk to him after the break. Again, I'm Dr. Doug Heller, Dr. Ken Versman, my co-host, www.periodontalhealth.com. You need to reach us, 303-755-4500. And a quick shout-out to Dave behind the glass for helping us out tonight. And we look forward to talking to you on the other side.
Velocity Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
24/7 at velocityradio.fm.
If you had to go in for surgery, would you want a skilled physician? Of course you would. The legal system is no different, more difficult to navigate than you can ever imagine. And if you find yourself in a courtroom, don't get stuck with a lawyer fresh from law school. You'll want the experience of former deputy district attorneys who know criminal law inside and out. Anderson & Carnahan, a top Colorado Springs law firm specializing in criminal defense. Attorneys with over 50 years of combined experience fighting for their clients in criminal law that will aggressively fight for you in any pending criminal matters, including DUI, traffic offenses, domestic violence, and more. Call today for a free consultation, 855-779-0846. You can also find valuable information online at AndersonCarnahan.com. Discover what you need to know about your DUI case and read helpful attorney tips to save your license, plus other great resources. Get the most experienced legal counsel for your case with Anderson Carnahan. Visit AndersonCarnahan.com to set up your free consultation today or call 855-779-0846.
Parker Trailers, from entry-level trailers to flatbeds, cargo, and horse trailers, plus all your parts and service needs, now with two locations in Parker off Parker Road, and now open at the Pikes Peak International Speedway in Fountain. Visit ParkerTrailers.com for product information and details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 888-98-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
This is Velocity Radio.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with my co-host, Dr. Ken Versman. www.periodontalhealth.com, phone number 303-755-4500, 303-755-4500. So, Kenny, we were talking to Eric Brickle, the regional manager of Dentsply Implants, and earlier in the conversation, we kind of glossed over it. Over one of the main attributes, I think, of their company. And I always joke that I kind of help put this together somewhat because the guy that invented the Atlantis abutment was a good friend of mine and one of my instructors in dental school. And we had him come out and speak for us in our practice. And he really wasn't at that time, this was a long time ago, that familiar with the Astra product. But it was Astra that was ended up sponsoring that seminar, and he kind of got turned on to the idea of the Astra implant and some of the advantages that we had talked about earlier, and eventually he ended up selling his company, the Atlantis Abutment, to which was Astra at the time, which is now Dentsply. So tell us, Eric, what what that means at Lannis Abutment, why it's important, what's so special about it, and why it was important that Dentsply bought the company and integrated into their product line.
Right, and that very innovative man and really a genius in the industry, his name is Julian Osorio, and you are good friends with him.
I'm not sure I'd call him a genius. No. I know him too well.
He's a smart guy, and he surrounded himself with even smarter guys from MIT, and they designed this company to make the abutment, which is the metal, the post, the titanium post that goes into the implant. So it's important to understand how this works. It's the implant is in the bone and integrated, and there's essentially a hole that the abutment goes down into, and then again the crown is built off of that. So what Dr. Osorio noted is that no dentist would ever prep a tooth perfectly round, but all the parts that come from a dental company, like our abutments that are stock, what we call stock abutments, they're round. They have to be milled that way. So what Dr. Osorio said is, well, what if we used CAD-CAM technology and a really big bunch of smart guys with a really big computer, and we started to say, okay, if this was the ideal, the implant's down here, but here's the space, and this is what the crown should look like if I prepped it to a crown prep like your dentist would, what should it look like? So they went to work and had just amazing, trials and tribulations as they built this company up. And it's been going on for over 15 years. And then, boom, they got it. The technology was there. They built this software. And what it is essentially, it's like a fingerprint, Dr. Heller. It's an abutment that is made only for that one patient, and just in that one specific tooth. So it follows the gingiva and supports the gum tissue as perfectly as a prep tooth could.
And that really helps out with the aesthetics.
Absolutely, and that's what we're gunning for. We're gunning for the most aesthetic result. So again, a patient looks like doesn't have an implant. And the way to do that properly is to support the tooth, the crown that's going on top of it, to be just looking just like a prep tooth. And that's what the Atlantis abutment does. It looks like a prepped tooth versus a round part.
And it also helps the function as well, because it's raising the margin, so to speak, to just below the gum line. So it makes it a little bit easier to put the crowns on and
absolutely
without long-term issues.
I just was at this case again. I mentioned it earlier. We took it was in the patient's mouth for over 8 years. We took off the abutment and the tooth for the first time in 8 years, and there was a big glob of cement sitting on the abutment where it shouldn't be, and that's because it was a stock part. It's very hard to get the cement out, but with the Atlantis abutment, it follows the natural gingiva contours, and so you can get the gum, the excess cement out very, very easily.
And you're not using as much.
You don't. And so it's the gold standard, and my team has had a lot of success with it. And the doctors, once they start using it, the general dentist, once they see it, and the program that you also have set up for you and your general dentist has made it easy for them to try Atlantis. And I think it's one of the most innovative programs in the world. And I've had a lot of regional managers across the country call me and say, what's the key to the secret on your success with Atlantis? And I tell them about your program that helps the general dentist get those Atlantis abutments. So.
Yeah, and it's funny because as much as I hate to give Osorio credit, he's a very, very close friend of mine, but it's a system really that just about every large implant company has either copied or attempted to copy as well.
Correct. And the difference is there's, if you want to get into the nuts and bolts of it, there's CAD-CAM technology, and then there's what we call VAD, virtual abutment design. And what the virtual abutment design, which is unique to Atlantis, is that it's building from the crown down, where other companies out there build from the implant up. We build from this ideal space on what the tooth should look like, and then we backfill backwards down into where the implant actually is, no matter where it is, because it can help write. Implants aren't always put perfectly into the bone, except by Dr. Versman and Dr. Heller, of course. But if it's off just a little bit, the Atlantis abutment makes that change in angulation very naturally. So it can be again, look like a natural tooth, and it can help get the cement and all the X, you know, the aesthetics and the beauty of the Atlantis, and helps support the crown so it doesn't fracture and break. And anyone who's out there has had a fractured a crown on top of an implant knows that that's not a fun day.
Well, I use the analogy that not everybody can wear a size 10 shoe. You have to be custom fit for your particular foot. And an implant is no different. They're all at a little bit of a different spot from one part of the mouth to another and from one patient to another. And with this Atlantis abutment, it is custom made to make it become perfect.
Right.
And I think the dentists who are really striving for quality routinely use nothing but the Atlantis abutment.
Yep.
So that it is a custom made fit that makes it almost as perfect as it can possibly be.
That's a great way to say it. It is a fingerprint. It's designed just for that patient. And the really neat thing is that it fits on virtually every major implant company out there. So if you even have a competitor's implant, you can still get an Atlantis abutment placed. And a lot of times there's issues of, well, warranty and whatnot. We have the strongest warranty in the business saying if you put an Atlantis abutment on any other competitor's implant, we warranty not only the abutment but also the implant for, if it's titanium, for life. So we have not only the best product, but we have the best warranty in the business too, because we want to stand behind our work, and we do.
Yes, that's really important. So we've talked a lot about the industry. Eric, where do you see the future? Where is it going?
Well, I think that's a great question, because really the future is now. To sound a little salesy, but we just launched the next generation of the Astrotech implant. It's called the EV, and that stands for Evolution. We just launched it a couple months ago out at the Academy of Osseointegration in Seattle. And this has been in the works for many, many years. Again, it's building off of the success of what we've already done with the Astrotech implant and these changes that we've made. It's rare as a salesman to make what we almost call a 10-year change. But we walk now in with an implant that was already the best, and it just got better. It's easier to restore for the general dentists. It's better for you, the surgeons. The surgical trays are easier for the surgeons. So on both sides of the equation, not only surgically, but on the restorative end, this has become now even easier, and it was already the best, and it just got better. So the future really is now for the Astrotech implant and the EV launch, and it's going amazing. It's really been the early successes have been phenomenal. So I don't see anything drastic changing. It's still going to be cylindrical style titanium screws going into jaws for a while. I mean, there's talk of you know, way out there in the future of being able to grow teeth again. But this is, you know, this isn't Buck Rogers stuff, but it's out there a ways. And really for a long time, it's going to be a traditional titanium implant screwed into the bone, integrated, and we build an abutment and a crown off of it.
I made some notes when you described what the ideal implant in your estimation needs to have. And let's go through it and let's see if this EV still qualifies. Has micro threads at the top?
Check.
Has a platform switch?
Check.
It's a fluoride surface?
Yep.
That's combined into the titanium, is that correct?
Yeah, and that's an important thing. If you want to get technical, it's a fluoridated, negatively charged fluoride ion that precipitates onto the titanium. It's not a coating. And in the world that we live in, that's important to be distinguished. It's not a coating. It's just a fluoride ion that precipitates on, helps bone grow to the implant faster and more of it.
So we know fluoride in dentistry is big. It hardens enamel.
Exactly.
And very good in preventing cavities. And in this case, it creates for a harder fusion of bone to implant.
And faster. Yeah, you nailed it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And then the last thing that you said the ideal implant should have is the conical seal.
Yes. It's a cone inside, that's a cone connection, a Morris type taper design, that's a cone inside of a cone, so it's very stable.
And the EV, this new Evolution implant, obviously still maintains that conical seal.
Absolutely. The four main things, it's called the biomanagement complex. It hasn't changed at all, and it's what makes the AstroTech implant tick, and it's the predictable. I love the word that Dr. Heller said earlier. It provides predictability, and that's the thing that as you put your head on your pillow as a surgeon and I do as a salesman, I don't want to have failures. You don't want to have failures. They cost a lot of money. The patient is in a lot of distress. We just, with this BMC and everything that the evolution is bringing and the traditional, what we call the TX AstroTech implant, we have predictability and it's a very comforting and a lot of fun to work with.
You know, when I went to the launch of the product, one of the things I took away from it, Eric, was that we're now able to use a little bit smaller implants, mm-hmm. and those same smaller implants are giving us more strength than the older, wider counterpart. So maybe you can touch on that a little bit.
Right. So what they've done, the engineers said, okay, how can we make the best better and stronger? And so what they've done is essentially they've bored out less of the titanium to make the deeper part of the cone. They don't need to take away as much because of the changes that we've made. So it's actually made the pillar or the actual implant stronger. Even though it's smaller, it can be just as strong as the size up that from before. And that's getting a little technical, but it's gotten stronger. And stronger is good. And not only has it gotten stronger, but we have implants as short. We had a diameter that's only 6 millimeters long. It's very, very small. And now we have that for a lot of the different implants that we sell.
But as a patient, there's an advantage because let's say you didn't have as much bone as we needed in the past for a bigger implant. We now may have the option of using a narrower implant.
Yes.
That gives us...
And shorter. Narrower and
narrower
shorter.
And shorter that right. gives us the increased strength
yes.
that the older styles had. And so I think that's... one of the nicest features of the new system.
Absolutely. And for a patient that doesn't want to or doesn't feel that they can tolerate either bone grafting, a lot of grafting, or a sinus bump, which again is your world that you live in, to help provide more bone, these shorter and skinnier implants, not skinny, I don't like the word skinnier, but the different sizes that we provide allow for the same success rate that we had. Even if you couldn't tolerate doing, you know, bone grafting or sinus lifting. So yeah, it's become extremely flexible and it got better. The best got better.
You know, Doug, I think Eric Brickle, our guest tonight, he meets the 3E grade. The 3E stands for an excellent product, an excellent person representing the product, made by an excellent company.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny, you're right on. We've been longtime fans of their implant system. We've been fans of Eric's ever since he got to Colorado. I think we have really a great relationship, and I'm excited to see what the future holds. You know, mm-hmm. particularly as we move forward with the new EV implant system. So it's exciting on all fronts. So, Eric, we'd like to thank you for. Spending some time with us tonight. I think it was a really great show.
I appreciate the time. And if I may, I just want to say hi to Colton, Hunter, Addison, and Haley. I had to get that in. Little shout out to the kids.
Fantastic.
And thank you so much for letting me join you, gentlemen. It's been fantastic. Well, and I really am honored to be with you today.
Well, hope you come back and join us again sometime.
Love to.
Yeah, it was great.
And again, Tooth Talk with Dr. Doug Heller, Dr. Ken Versman. We can be reached at www.periodontalhealth.com. Our phone number, 303-755-4500, 303-755-4500, and we look forward to speaking with you in a couple weeks.
Good night, all.